Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Every day at 120, the Mixtape. So just in case, I don't want nobody to ever forget it.
Thinking nobody texted. Hey, yeah. I haven't missed it, have I?
No, yeah, nope. It's every day at 120 on Sports Radio 610. So some local thieves decided to break into a store, not just crashing the window.
Mm-hmm.
Not just picking the lock or anything like that.
No, that would be too easy.
Yeah. They decided to cut a wall through the vacant, I guess it was another store or empty space.
So well planned, like a bank robbery.
Yeah. Yep. So let's go out to Richmond, Texas. This was locally. This is in Richmond, Texas. It's a place called SJ Cars, who just opened up their store a couple weeks ago.
A card shop?
Yep.
Oh. I thought you said cards.
No, cards. Hey, man, we're getting into the memorabilia space. Okay, I know exactly what time we're on.
So, take a wild guess what kind of cards you think they was looking for.
Hold on, let me guess.
Let me see. What? Well,
anime?
Pokemon?
Cards? I mean, Pokemon? Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Bingo.
Really?
Yeah, that's big money in that. That's big money business.
Let's go to KHOU 11 with this story.
This store just celebrated its grand opening before Christmas and never expected such a disappointing start to the new year. 2 days after a duo ransacked SJ Cards near Richmond, stealing mostly Pokemon-related items, the owners hope investigators catch them all.
They actually cut through the wall, made it like a big square, got through.
You can see where the suspects broke through the shared wall of a vacant neighboring space in order to access the store. Before breaking into various displays where the popular Pokemon cards are kept in locked cases, this guy repeatedly struck one of them with a chair.
Going into this business, we already knew that people do steal from card shops. So that's why we did try to prepare for things like entry through the front, entry through the back, but we never would have imagined how they entered.
This clip shows the suspects attempting to get out through the rear door before going back the way they got in, despite an interior door having locked behind them.
Kicked it once, no, kicked it twice, went through, and they were gone.
This is just the latest in a number of card theft stories we've covered, like this one in Cyprus, something that's been an issue nationwide, thanks in part to a rapidly growing resale market and difficulties tracing cards. But in this case, the victims believe some of the cards showed up at a big card show this weekend, and authorities tell me they are actively investigating.
They only got one Pokemon pun in there, though. Unless I would stop paying attention, which I
think that
did.
Was the one they got. I was like, you gotta catch them all.
You
gotta catch them all.
That was the phrase.
Yeah. They hope that they catch them all.
Oh, okay.
It made sense because catching a robber, or whatever. But yes.
How are they so valuable and so popular?
Man, man.
How?
I mean, how is a Honus Wagner card really valuable? You know,
screw this Babe Ruth guy. Yeah. Let's get this Charizard right here.
Yeah,
the most expensive Pokemon cards of 2025. Let me see. The number one card is an Umbreon X Special Illusion Rare Prismatic Evolutions. I have no idea what any of these words mean. I'm just reading. Estimated value $1,000 raw. But if it's graded and, you know, rated highest rating, it could be over $2,600.
Dude.
You know what I mean? Like these things, it's really just a collection thing. Remember, especially during the pandemic, when people had a lot of disposable income, people got a lot into trading cards, whether it's Pokemon, sports trading cards. And then you remember like the sneaker market got real nasty?
Yeah, that was real nasty.
I think it just ends up being people finding
is
personal
it
value.
Away? You fear
missing no. out. I don't think so.
This has been going.
That's a hardcore fan base, man.
Because sports cards have lived forever.
Yeah.
Yes.
In popularity. But Pokemon, do you think it's going to be the same?
It's been around for a long time.
It's been around
man.
A lot. Like collecting. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about at least decade and a half, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, just made me think of this. Have you seen these Labubu things?
I have.
What is it?
It's those little furry.
They basically look like, I don't know, Furbies or troll dolls, but it's just a modern iteration
and
of
people,
it.
People, mostly women, put it on their purses and backpacks. And I know you've seen them.
The sports saw context, if, especially for you, like in tennis, Naomi Osaka is big on Labubu. She has them now on her racket
on her
bag.
Tennis bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's another one to me, I'm wondering if it's like that. It's a fad. It's like, way back.
It's been a fad for a long time.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't think it's something that just happened overnight.
Like Cabbage Patch. It's not going to go away.
Yeah. Nah, it seems like it's getting more serious, if anything. Mm-hmm. So, the people should have took the Pokemon cards out. I think at the point where you got the cards and all that stuff mm-hmm. in the store. I know it's going to be a lot of work, but you just got to take those Pokemon cards out.
Yeah, but I guess
they breaking into stores for them.
Was
man.
It like a cinder block wall or like a lighter?
I mean, that's a good question that I don't have.
It probably wasn't a cinder block. It probably could have been just like a drywall or something like that, because I think the other place was vacant.
Okay.
So they just went through that place.
Hey, man.
Were you at all a collector at all of anything?
I had a lot of Hot Wheels. I still have, I still have some originals from the 60s and 70s. And I had a lot of really good baseball and football and basketball cards.
But like, from the context of like collecting as a kid?
I gave
them
to my nephew and some friends and stuff because I just never collected. But I had a Hank Aaron. I had a Hank Aaron rookie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Was it in pretty good condition too?
Yeah, good. You know, it wasn't one of those, what do they call it?
Mint condition or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was in a case.
Yeah. It's fascinating because I've never been a collector of really anything,
mm-hmm.
but I have worked in proximity and been good friends with people that are big into memorabilia and cards, and it's a different world.
It's
like
crazy.
It is. It's not just a hobby. It almost becomes an investment
mm-hmm.
portfolio. It's in some ways depending on how you do it. So no, there's giant conventions of people that do this, whether it's Pokemon or sports cards or any of those things, and learning about it even by osmosis has been mm-hmm. wild. And it's sad to see that, people, no matter where money is to be made, people are going to end up in nefarious ways. That's really sick. And that sucks for the car shop.
Yeah. So hopefully they catch the guy, catch them all who, I guess, took the Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
As I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, I got to give a rest in peace to my uncle. My uncle Rob, he passed away last month. And I was thinking about something totally random he told me because mm-hmm. he's one of the uncles that talk about women. Be like, let me tell you about women. So he was one of those.
That's great advice because it's either things that you should do or things that you go, now I know what not to do.
Yeah. And he told me this when I was younger. And so he was married at one point, ended up getting a divorce, all that. So he ain't got to get into all that. But something he told me stuck with me to this day. Is how he told me how women, all whenever you go out somewhere, you buy something, you always got to get two because women always want something. He told me a story about how he went to the gas station, get some gas, went in the store, got a Snickers and an ice cream bar.
Yeah.
Came home. The wife was like, where my Snickers at? I like ice cream. And so he was like, so I got to get two of everything. Everywhere I got to go, I got to get double. And I didn't really think nothing of it, but I think he got a point here because here's a couple on Instagram and they were out shopping at Target. I think it was around the holiday. So they were out shopping at Target, AKA she was shopping. He was just tailing along.
Sure.
And he decided to dip off. Go to Starbucks. Hey, let me get something to drink.
No.
This is how it went.
There you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Why did you get a coffee?
I was thirsty.
You didn't give me a coffee?
No, I was just thirsty. I didn't find it, but you can have a drink of mine if you want a little
bit. I don't want a drink of yours. Why would you get a coffee and not get me one?
Babe, You can get your. I thought you would get your own coffee if you wanted a coffee.
Okay, so this whole time when I didn't know where you were in line to get a coffee and decided not to just get me one.
I was giving
but
you
got yourself a treat.
I was giving you space to shop and do your thing, and I was
space
just going
to
go
to shop.
That was a good play. That was a good play.
No, you're so annoying. I can't believe that that's something you would even do because it's not funny.
But now I'm offering you some, and you won't even take it. It's you.
Because that's not the coffee I want. I'm sure of it.
Oh, boy.
By the way that it looks.
So you don't want me to give you space while you're shopping at Target?
Space?
That's a good play.
I want you to give me a coffee. If you're going to get in line, get a coffee. That's what I want.
Always get two, brothers.
That was a good play, though, where he was like, let me use some of your words against
I'm
you.
I'm doing this for you.
I'm just standing out the way.
You told me that you wanted space to shop. You've once before told me that I should get out your way. So I did, and I just managed to get me a coffee. Yeah.
It is well played, but it's also a big mistake.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not a mistake. He clearly was recording this for content. He knew what he was doing.
Oh, yeah. But you got to get it.
You got, just like my Uncle Rob said, got to get to
get
everything.
Yeah. You just got to preempt.
As coffee, especially. Like she had a point. I mean, she went a little bit over it, but and he played it well. But you especially coffee. You got to, I can tell you exactly what my wife wants me to get her. I've gotten it so many times.
Yeah, you got to be better about knowing your personnel. Yeah. You know, it's KYP, baby. It's like, if I run this defense, they going to run that offense. Yeah. So I should counter that with this. So if I go get this coffee, she going to say, where's my coffee?
Or at least call. You want something? I'm right here. Do you want something?
Yeah.
So, recipes, my uncle, right. Got to get two. It's also another thing that you cannot do with women. This turned into
more Uncle Rob advice.
More Uncle Rob?
Yeah. So when you go somewhere, maybe your woman wants something.
Mm-hmm.
Always order something too. Don't let her just order something by herself.
This one drives me up a wall.
Yeah.
Oh
so
my God.
Yeah. So here's the same couple. Ashley, I want to say the young lady wanted some ice cream from Dairy Queen,
mm-hmm.
and the husband said, "Okay, let's go."
Yeah.
She ordered something, and then he did something men are not supposed to do.
Hi, can I get your Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Blizzard, the mini?
Ooh, that's a good
mini peanut butter cup? Yeah.
He's got hungry.
Yeah.
Right, we'll
thank you.
Why didn't you order anything?
I don't want anything.
Well, I certainly don't want something by myself. Are you kidding?
You asked if we could go get Dairy Queen.
Yes.
So we're at Dairy Queen, getting you Dairy Queen.
Oh, now I'm going to sit here and eat this whole Blizzard. At least share with me.
I'm not hungry for ice cream. I don't want
then
ice
why
cream.
Why are we here?
Because you asked if we could go to Dairy Queen.
Nobody wants to eat ice cream by themselves.
That's not true.
You never eat ice cream by yourself? That's
not
crazy.
Not if you're with me. I'm not going to sit over here and eat a whole thing of ice cream and you sit over there and watch me do it.
Man, she
better
be hot.
I can't believe you didn't order this. That's so annoying.
She better be hot.
I am so mad. You know, I think you guys know me enough to know that I'm not easily irritable, but there's certain things that get under my skin. I'm so mad right now.
Yeah.
It's so illogical.
Yeah.
It pisses
Fellas,
me off.
Fellas, always order something, even if you don't want to order anything.
And let me get a small fry.
No,
even if
well.
You're not hungry, order
here's,
something.
Here's the... What you guys are saying is true, and it irritates me too. I think there's something worse. I think there's something.
You think it's her?
I think there's something worse than what we just heard. I'll just have some of yours.
Nope.
The hell you will.
The audacity.
I will say that, especially if you going somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not hungry.
Hey,
I'm good.
Or let's reverse the.
So, the fries are still in the bag, and you grabbing that bag.
Yes.
I'm like, damn. I thought you ain't want nothing.
I just want to go into Chick-fil-A. You know, just got a little small something.
Do you want something?
Do you want something?
No.
I'll just have some of yours.
No, you won't.
No, you will not.
I'll turn into Derrick Henry. You getting a stiff arm right now.
Hey, what? At least your wife let you know. My wife would be like, nah, I'm good. I already ate.
She lets
me
know.
As soon as I get my stuff, let me get a couple. I'm like, damn, I thought you wasn't hungry.
Not anymore, she doesn't, because she knows I'm going to say
And that's why you got to get two, right?
Yes. No.
Uncle Rob knew something.
Yep. Got to get two. Got to get double everything.
Nothing irritates me more than, I'll just have a bite of yours. No, I want all the bites. I want all the bites.
Hey. Like Uncle Rob's got to get double everything.
God bless Uncle Rob.
Yeah, yeah. Rest in peace, man. Yeah, but yeah, I'd never forget those words. Got to get double. So I got to get double everything.
Rest in peace to Uncle Rob, man. Yeah. And hope that you and yours are doing all right in that time.
Yeah.
That's the mixtape. I always enjoy the Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something mixtape worthy. And I'm happy for you, 832, who said, I'm married too, and my house don't operate like that. You don't understand. I'm genuinely happy for you. I'm happy that you don't need Uncle Rob's wisdom.
I can't tell you how many times I decided to go to Wingstop or something. And, hey, sweetie, you want something? No, I'm good. No, I already ate.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let me get six wings because, you know, that'd be just enough for me.
Yeah.
Let me try a wing. I'm like, dang. Now I'm down to five wings.
Again, what did I say? I want all the bites.
That's right.
You order something else.
I should have ordered. If I would have knew that, I would have ordered 8 or 10 or whatever.
Yes.
Man.
He's like, I have a science and I ordered just enough.
I ordered just enough for me because you said you did not want anything. Don't get me started.
Yeah, we got to take a break and cool down. On the other side, we welcome in the fellas of the drive. But before that, is this the wildest thing that you've heard from a football player as it relates to movies? We'll talk about it next.